This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The guardians of interest rates and economic stimulus begin their two-day meeting in Washington today. Is this the week the tapering begins? The Federal Reserve's mandate is to safeguard American jobs and keep U.S. inflation at bay. But what the Fed does can change life overseas. First of all, in Europe, where central bank stimulus also will have to be ratcheted back at a time when the financial crisis isn't fully over there, and emerging market countries also feel a pinch. James Knightley is senior international economist at ING in London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, for emerging markets, this is quite complicated, what the U.S. Federal Reserve may be doing in the coming months or year, because currencies are affected and currencies are going down in some very important economies.
That's right. A lot of what we've seen over the last few weeks and months as well is a significant weakening in these emerging market economies, because emerging markets have been a real beneficiary in the global financial crisis in terms that they have been relative outperformers in terms of growth and in terms of asset markets as well. So they've been attracting a lot of investor flows. Now we're starting to see policy being normalized in the US and to a lesser extent Europe, then home investor bias comes back into it. People start to want to pull their money back into their home markets of, say, the US and Europe, and that's leading to a weakening of these currencies. Now, that creates problems in that emerging markets tend to import much more goods and services, i.e. food and such like.
And James, it makes it a lot more expensive to import those goods.
Exactly. So therefore, you start to see a hit to living standards in these countries, and that presents political risks for these countries as well. It makes populations a little bit more restless if they can't afford what they've been getting used to being able to afford. So there are significant implications for some of these emerging markets.
I'm thinking of India when you're telling this part of the story.
Yes. I mean, we've seen a dramatic weakening in the Indian rupee, over 13%, and that's because, of course, it imports all its energy. And so therefore, you've seen a dramatic increase in energy costs. You've seen a dramatic increase in other imported raw material costs as well. And that presents significant hardships for the people at large.
James Knightley, senior international economist at ING in London. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.